You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says it wants a variety of vaccines developed to cater to the needs of different populations. None of the current vaccine candidates has gained global approval yet, although a handful are in late-stage studies. The WHO's chief scientist, Soumya Swaminathan, says the United Nations Health Agency's goal is for every country to be able to immunize at least 20% of their population in 2021.
We need more vaccines. We need the follow-up. We need to know which ones. You know, some vaccines may work better in some populations, like the older people generally, you know, have a less robust immune response. So there are certain kinds of vaccines which work better in elder people. There are certain kinds which are safer to use in pregnant women. So we need a variety of vaccines. And it's possible that some of the vaccines will have longer protection than others. And we will not know that unless we do the trials and we follow people and we collect the data.
Germany has reported its biggest increase in deaths linked to COVID-19 since April, with 261 deaths in one day, despite being in a partial lockdown since November the 2nd. The emergency month-long lockdown includes the closure of restaurants, gyms and theatres in an attempt to reverse a surge in coronavirus cases that risks overwhelming hospitals. The sharp rise in cases across Europe and associated lockdowns are also having a major impact on the economies of European Union nations. European Central Bank head Christine Lagarde warns the way forward will be challenging despite promising news about a vaccine development.
Regrettably, the economic recovery from the pandemic emergency could well be bumpy. We are seeing a strong resurgence of the virus, and this has introduced a new dynamic. While the latest news on a vaccine looks encouraging, we could still face recurring cycles of accelerating viral spread and tightening restrictions until widespread immunity is achieved.
And Greece has now imposed a nationwide nightly curfew as the number of COVID-19 cases in the country continues to surge despite a lockdown. Meanwhile, Sweden's government plans to ban the sale of alcohol in bars, restaurants and nightclubs after 10 p.m. as it fights to contain increased new cases. Sweden did not go into lockdown during the pandemic's first wave, preferring mostly voluntary measures to control the spread of the virus. Sweden has left its measures broadly unchanged, despite having deaths from the virus many times higher per capita than those in its Nordic neighbours, but fewer than there are in countries like Britain and Spain. But Prime Minister Stefan Löfven concedes more needs to be done this time around.
It's November, one of the darkest months of the year, and this darkness will get worse for a while now. And unfortunately, it seems like we're heading for darker times when it comes to the rise of infections. The same goes for the world, Europe and Sweden. All the indicators point in the wrong direction. The infection is spreading quickly, and just in the last week, the number of people with coronavirus who are being treated in intensive care has more than doubled.
India's Health Minister Dr. Harsh Vardhan has held discussions on the coronavirus pandemic with counterparts from Brazil, China, Russia and South Africa. The meeting also focused on the impact the virus is having on emerging economies. Dr. Vardhan describes how India is combating the pandemic, which has killed 127,571 people in the country. He says India's COVID-19 response approach was preemptive, proactive and graded.
Starting with early screening and isolation of passengers, imposing lockdowns and creating containment zones to prevent overburdening of health facilities and personnel, propagating behavior change as an integral move to contain the spread, and ultimately recognizing the imperative need for reopening of the economy in a phased, cautious and responsible manner, India has curated its response, keeping in mind the large population size.
The Pan American Health Organization says the United States had over 150,000 cases reported in the last week alone, while deaths are still well below the April US peak of about 2,200 per day. Some researchers estimate the nation's overall toll will hit about 400,000 by February the 1st, up from about 240,000 now. The state of Wisconsin is one of those experiencing an outbreak, with Governor Tony Evers urging people to stay and work from home where they can. But he's facing a battle to impose any restrictions, with Republicans and their conservative allies succeeding in blocking every initiative.
We once led our region in containing this virus, but now surges in our state rival what we saw in New York City this last spring. Our case numbers continue to climb. Since last Friday, we've added more than 25,000 new cases. It took us 7.5 months to get to 100,000 cases, but it only took 36 days to add another 100,000.
Singapore and Hong Kong have announced plans for an air travel bubble, and Chinese officials say they hope the country will avoid a second wave of cases. But in the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu, meanwhile, has reported its first case of the coronavirus. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.